Now to continue our story. You will recall that in the first act of tonight's Lone Ranger drama, a band of outlaws thought of a scheme to steal the gold carried over the new stage route to Dalton. Signposts were changed, leading the stage into the quicksands of Salters Creek. Three of the outlaws posed as cowboys and took the passengers on to Dalton. The sheriff received word that the stage had been wrecked and organized a posse to ride out after the outlaws. Our next scene opens in the outlaws' camp. The stage driver has been bound and gagged and placed near the campfire. Mike, the leader of the band, is speaking.
Any of you men still want a new boss?
Not us, Mike. That gold sure looks good.
We gotta hand it to you.
Hey, what I'm thinking is this. We ought to keep right on moving till we hit the border.
We gotta wait for Jake. Maybe when he shows up, he'll have some good news for us. Maybe we can stay here.
Ain't no sense in that, Mike.
I say as we wait.
Here's Jake now.
Hey, steady, boy.
Did you talk with the sheriff?
Just like you told me to.
Did he believe you?
Sure did. He organized a posse, rode back to Creek. The stage had sunk into the quicksand just like we figured. There wasn't any evidence against anybody.
That make you feel any better, Butch?
You could see the stage underwater, couldn't you?
Not a trace.
Yeah, funny it should go down so fast.
Tell him the rest of it, Jake.
You mean about Buck?
Yeah.
Well, I told the sheriff that Buck had driven us away from the stage at the point of a gun and then run it into Creek. At first, he took my word for it that Buck was a crook. But he got thinking on the way to Salters, and he allowed that maybe Buck was only trying to ford. I gave him an argument at first, and I allowed that maybe he was right.
Maybe.
Yeah. The sheriff's plumb convinced that two men couldn't have made off with all that gold by themselves. He figures it sunk down the quicksand with a coach.
Ain't no other way to look at it.
But if anybody starts getting suspicious, Buck's the one who'll get the blame.
And Buck ain't gonna show up in Dalton for a long, long time. We don't have to worry about nothing. Maybe we can make a little more money if we stick around here.
What do you mean?
He'll be sending another coach from Paso Doble tomorrow night.
You can't pull the same trick twice, Mike.
Why not?
Well, for one thing, the driver won't take the wrong turn. He'll be warned about it.
Listen, we'll do it a little different. What if we stop the coach before it gets to the crossroads?
Yeah?
We make the guard and driver prisoners just like we did to Buck and you. Then two of the boys drive the coach down the creek and into the quicksand.
Well, wait a minute.
You wait. We unload the gold before. When the coach sinks, there ain't no evidence. There ain't nothing to see.
But if it happens twice, the sheriff will know there's something wrong.
He'll start hunting for Buck. But he won't find him. How'd you like a trip to Mexico, Buck?
Let's get rid of him right now.
No, Jake. He's going to do a little job for us. It's this way. Just in case somebody should see us hold up the stage, Buck's going to be out in front. And he won't be wearing a mask.
The morning following our last scene, a group of men were standing in front of the sheriff's office in Dalton. Betty Stevens pushed her way through the crowd.
Let me finish. I've got to see the sheriff. Sheriff, look what's coming down the road. It's a covered wagon.
Covered wagon? Nothing. That's a stage.
The day coach isn't due from Paso Doble till this afternoon.
It's the night coach. The one that got stuck in the quicksand.
Buck got it out. Maybe he's driving it.
There's two men in the box.
One of them's an engine.
And the other man is masked.
Don't shoot.
Stand out in the center of the road, men. We gotta stop him.
Maybe he's drawn rein. He's planning to stop anything.
Out in the name of the law! Hey, boys, get up there!
Put down your gun, sir!
Who are you?
I'm turning this coach over to you as evidence.
Only outlaws wear masks.
If you'll investigate the baggage compartment at the rear, you'll find that it's been broken open.
That's right, Sheriff. Ain't nothing in it at all.
And the gold was stolen after all.
Yes.
What have you done with it?
The gold was gone when my friend and I found the coach in the quicksand.
You're an outlaw, and I'm holding you for the robbery.
You'd better listen to me first. Why should I come to you if I were guilty of a crime?
I don't know about that. We're going to lock you up and ask questions afterwards.
You won't keep us locked up for long.
Oh, hold there. Oh,
oh. It's Marty Sheridan, the marshal from Paso Doble.
You're just in time, Marshal.
What's going on here?
We just caught the outlaw that stole the gold last night.
You're wrong.
Well, he just come driving up in the coach and the gold is gone.
The gold belonged to the United States government. The United States government's taking charge of the case. Let go of that man.
You're interfering with justice.
No, I ain't. I've already had a talk with him. You wouldn't be so concerned up it if he was riding his own horse, Sheriff. We ain't going to lock him up. We're going to take orders from him. Start talking, stranger.
Well,
The Lone Ranger, backed by the authority of the United States Marshal, made plans for the capture of the outlaws. The sheriff and his posse followed the masked man's orders. That night, they rode down the stage trail with the Lone Ranger in the lead.
It's about time you told us where we're going, stranger.
He's the one in command, Sheriff.
Ain't no harm in asking where we're headed.
We're heading for the crossroads.
You sure the outlaws are going to hold up the stage there?
Yes.
And all you have to do is point them out to me and I'll do the rest.
We'll only watch the holdup, Sheriff.
What's that?
There'll be plenty of time to attack later when we get all the evidence.
What's more, we got to get back that first shipment of gold. They won't be carrying it with them.
Get up there, Pete. Get up there.
Penny, what are you doing here?
You didn't think I'd stay at home and Buck was in danger, did you?
This ain't no woman's work.
Won't do no good to tell me to go back, Sheriff. I'm riding with you.
Tell your men to pull up. We can watch the crossroads from this hill. Go, Silver.
There
they are, hiding in that gully.
Good thing there's a full moon.
We can see everything.
They're wearing masks.
One of them isn't.
Oh.
Quiet, Betty.
Ain't that the stage coming down the road?
Sure it is. The outlaws got it spotted, too. See? They're stepping out in the road.
That ain't the new stage.
No.
I thought your Indian friend drove it back to Paso Doble so it could make the night run.
I had a better idea, Marshal.
It's Buck Newton out in front of the outlaws.
Sure looks like him.
Can't be.
Ain't no doubt about it. This is all the evidence we need.
Buck is not an outlaw.
I can't hide, ain't I?
Maybe we made a mistake about Buck, stranger.
No, Marshal.
Men!
Don't give any orders yet, Sheriff.
Why not? They strapped the coach. They're tying the driver and the guard. They're unloading the gold from the back. We can't stand by and watch a holdup.
You can't accuse an innocent man, either. Look closer. Look at that man standing behind Buck. He has him covered.
It's true. He's a prisoner.
I ain't so sure.
You will be.
They're driving the stage down the creek road. That's Buck who's got the reins.
We've seen all we want to see here. Tell your men to follow me.
And let them outlaws escape.
There's no time to lose now, Sheriff. Follow me. Hail Silver!
You dirty...
Don't get mad, boy.
I ain't going to kill these horses. I ain't going to drive them into that quicksand.
Maybe you're hankering to get killed yourself.
I heard you talking last night. You're going to kill me before you start for the border anyway. Whoa there, whoa there.
What's the idea? Slow enough.
Keep him covered, boss. I got to take the reins. Get up there. Get up. Get up there. He heard us talking.
I'll finish him off now.
No, you don't. I'm sitting too close for comfort.
Go on, shoot.
We don't want to leave him lying near Dalton either. Somebody might find him and follow our trail. We won't be able to travel fast with all that gold.
You're right.
Just stand up ahead in front of the creek.
It's a wagon.
It's my stage. They pulled it out.
I can't stop.
The brake.
It don't work. We're going to crash.
Pull over to the side.
Too late. I'm going to jump.
Jake, watch Buck over there. Don't let him get away. Get on a horse and make tracks for camp.
Right.
Are you hurt, Roach? You hurt?
No, my leg. I can't stand up.
I'll help you up, my horse. Hang on. Get up. Get up.
That stage. The sheriff and his men must have raided it today.
It ain't possible.
We saw it, didn't we? Maybe they followed our trail to camp. We shouldn't have left the gold there.
Yeah, we couldn't take it with us. Back to camp, men. And don't spare the horses.
There it is.
Ain't nobody been here yet.
We'll know better about when we get to dig up the gold.
Oh, oh boy.
What do we do now, boss?
Tie Buck up to a tree.
It'd save time if we took care of him right away.
And the gold comes first. Dig it up.
It's safe, all right. They wouldn't have bothered filling up the hole.
Light a fire so we can see better.
Hey! Bring Buck over here!
Who's that shooting?
It came from the woods.
Another one!
That came from the south.
Look on me!
You rode straight into a trap, Mike.
Put up your hands! You're surrounded!
Nobody's gonna catch me without a fight!
You ain't got a chance, Mike. I know that boy.
I'll take care of you before I... Oh, my arm!
Good
start shooting, stranger.
We ain't got a chance, boss. They got us surrounded. They can see us and we can't see them. We got to surrender. Don't shoot anymore.
You yellow rats. I'm going to fight it out.
Not with that arm. Come on, mister. They're all reaching for the sky.
There are your men, Sheriff. You'll find the gold over by that tree where they've started to dig.
We might never have located it if we hadn't followed your directions.
I got to hand it to you, stranger. Fixing the brakes in the coach made them crash and head back for camp in a hurry, huh? Round them up, men. Take our shooting irons first.
Thanks, mister. I figured I was on my way to the happy hunting ground. Another few minutes and I guess
we'd acted any sooner, Buck. You might have been arrested as an outlaw.
What's that?
We were watching that hold up at the crossroads. It sure looked bad.
Mike had a gun sticking in my ribs every minute, Marshal.
You're in the clear now.
Of course, a lot of it was my fault. I never should have been fooled by that sign pointing the wrong way. Well, I guess I won't be driving any more stages in this part of the country.
Think you'll lose your job, eh?
Can't miss.
Think again, son. After tonight, you might even get a raise.
A raise?
Mm-hmm, as a sort of wedding present.
Oh, Buck, you see?
Oh, sure I am, honey. And did you hear what the marshal was saying? Maybe I'll get a raise from the express company as a wedding present.
We owe it all to that mess, man.
That's right. I want to invite him to...
Hey, he's leaving! Hold on now!
Come on there, Silver, old boy! Justice is needed in El Dorado! Hurry on!
Have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.